The game of football has a special place not only in this country, but all across the world. It's a sport that has experienced a growth in popularity over the past 25 years that has never been seen before. Sold-out stadiums, top television ratings, and an endless amount of coverage and attention. But for all the success in the sport, the game needs help at the most important level.
Well, I got fired from coaching in Tampa, and the only job I could get was my son's high school team. So I was the line coach. And I realized real quick that these coaches don't get paid anything. And we don't have any money for practice balls and pads and anything else. So then I started checking around, and the reality is coaches are getting less and less every year. The budget is getting less and less every year. And expectations are getting higher and higher. And a lot of coaches can't afford to coach. A lot of kids have to pay to play high school football now across the country. And I'm embarrassed by it, disappointed by it. And I've also discovered that not enough kids are playing.
John Gruden has been at the highest level in the sport, a Super Bowl winning head coach with Tampa Bay, and now a national broadcaster on Monday Night Football. The game of football has brought him plenty of success and been the driving factor in his life.
I learned sportsmanship. I learned teamwork. I got my work ethic, my discipline. I got a lot of great things from being on teams and playing games. I learned how to compete, never quit. And if I didn't have sports, I wouldn't learn those things. And the best teachers I've ever had were my coaches. And I don't want young kids to go without what I had.
But he's seen firsthand the decline in funding and support at the youth level and decided to do something about it. Partnering with Dick's Sporting Goods, the former head coach has been hosting a football clinic in each city he visits this season with the Monday Night Football crew.
Well, we picked four local high schools that have been brought to our attention, and we want to honor their coaches, first of all, thank them for being a coach and giving their time to improve these young people. And we also want to make a contribution to their programs, give them some money, give them some equipment, and encourage them to go back to their school and play harder, put forth more effort, and recruit more of their classmates to come out and play with them.
Giving back to the sport that has done so much for Gruden is easy work. He has a drive and passion for the game, which is very similar to the mindset of the Vikings head coach.
He's an excellent coach. Got a lot of respect for him. He worked with my brother in Cincinnati. They were coordinators. He gets the most out of his people. He puts them in good positions, and he's demanding. And he's really not a sugarcoat coach. He's not going to tell you something to make you feel good about yourself. He's going to demand a little bit more every single day, and I'm happy for him. He's been through a lot in his life, and he deserves the credit he's finally getting.
It's rewarding for Gruden to watch the work done by another head coach, passionate about teaching the game and finding success. Even though the season is still young, Gruden has been very impressed by what Mike Zimmer and the 2016 Vikings have been able to accomplish.
You know, you walk out here and watch them practice, and they look different than other NFL teams. They're bigger. They have a 6'5", 257-pound middle linebacker, Anthony Barr. They got the biggest defensive tackle I've ever seen, Linval Joseph. They got one of the biggest safeties in Harrison Smith you'll ever see. So they are really put together size-wise. They have a great scheme, and if they get you behind in the down and distance, Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, Robinson, these guys can rush the passer, and they're fun to watch. They're physical. I think they're good tacklers, they're good technicians. It's a credit to this organization, and if they get Sam Bradford a running game and a little bit better pass protection, they could go a long way.
No matter if he's talking about the 5-0 Vikings, teaching the game of football to young kids, or working to bring more funding and support for the game, John Gruden only knows how to go at one speed. He left Minnesota impressed with the undefeated Vikings, but also left a lasting impression and impact on the all-important next generation of football players.